Okay, so it's a Friday afternoon, Jeff, and you and I were doing some show planning and pre-recording a couple of things, and we decided to do a hot take and have a little fun with something here.
Okay, so here's the premise, everyone. This is absolute glib, quick takes. This is not well thought out. This is not investment advice.
Disclosure: nothing actionable is about to happen on this episode of Investing Unscripted. Almost said the smattering. The Investing Unscripted hot takes.
This is literally a normal conversation that we would have, but we just decided to hit record. Okay, so here's what we're doing. We're going through my portfolio. So I'm doing a new thing where I am trying to add to companies in thirds and thirds of 1% to get them to 1%, because I have so many tiny positions. I want to get some of them up to 1% of my overall portfolio. So here, what we're doing is saying, would you add a third to this? Okay. So these are all companies I own that are currently at least a third of a percent of my cost basis. And the question to Jason is, should I make this a two-thirds position? Should I sell it? Or should I add to it when it's a better valuation? Those are his choices.
Right.
Buy it now, buy it later, or sell it. Jason, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. First one, CrowdStrike.
Bye.
Buy now?
Bring it up. Bring it up.
Interesting. Okay. I was going to say wait for a better valuation, but
It's probably a
all right,
better decision. I felt a lot of pressure.
we're just going to move on. These are hot takes. All right. Next one is ASML.
It always seems expensive to me. I'd probably wait.
Right. That's where my brain is right now, too. And if you don't know one of these by chance, we'll skip it. Okay.
Well, no. I'm
You're
I can
just going
give
to bring a
unqualified
hot take no
opinion.
matter what?
Yeah. No,
Okay.
I will. I'll skip it if I don't know.
Okay, moving on. Datadog.
Ooh.
And to be fair, this is very close to already being a two-thirds position. This is one of my bigger ones, but anyway, we'll do it.
Yeah, they continue to do well. They really do. Yeah, I'd probably say step it. It's expensive. It's always expensive, but it's so profitable and they generate cash and yeah, I'd do it. Data security is such a big deal.
Probably going to wait, but okay, good. Good to hear your thoughts. Airbnb.
Oh man. My heart says buy, my head says wait. Wait.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm in the wait category with that one. Mercado Libre.
I'm biased. My bias is that this is by far my largest stock by cost basis and size of my portfolio. So my gut says wait. And also I know the stock's been on a tear.
Yeah, I'm
So
waiting. I
yeah,
love the
wait.
company, but it's
I'd
got to
wait.
have to pull back from here.
Yeah.
Dream Finder Homes.
Jesus, sell it and buy a good home builder.
I know
I'm
you're not a huge
kidding.
fan.
So
Okay.
it's done okay. It hasn't done as well as some of the other home builder stocks is interesting. Their debt worries me. We've talked about that before. They have a lot of corporate debt and that worries me. After this big run with the home builders, I'd say if you're going to add to a home builder, add to that one.
It's the only home builder I own, and I'm not looking to add more companies. So,
Here's your problem.
yeah.
Here's
All
your
right.
problem.
I actually just recently brought that up to where it is now, so I don't think I'm going to add to it re anytime soon. All right. Live Oak Bank Shares.
Yeah, I'd buy. I'd buy. I think even with the run that it's been on, tons of growth. You look at it, even its earnings multiple, it's like 20 times earnings, seems expensive, but it's so high growth. And if you think about the catalyst for growth, all of their loans are variable rate and they're adjusting up. So while all the other banks are stuck with these 2%, 3% mortgages, their book of loans is adjusting up. And they're just so good at originating and expanding into profitable more. Yeah, I'd say buy.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait. Okay, cool. The Trade Desk.
Well, I know banks better than you do. Trade
Well,
debt.
back to banks really quick. My biggest issue with banks is I don't. I've said this a bazillion times recently. I struggle with valuation just generally. It's not a strong thing for me, and I really have a hard time valuing banks. So I would need to either talk to someone who's not you, who knows something, or just learn more myself. All right, we're moving on. Hot takes. The Trade Desk.
I gotta wait. Gotta wait.
I think I agree there. Okay, Ryman Hospitality Properties.
Yeah, I think there's better deals in real estate.
Yeah. I really like this company, but I do worry that I have a little bit of a bias because I know it well and I know the properties well. Like I've stayed at a few of them and
Yeah.
I remember being there and thinking to myself, like, God, this place must print money. And it's already like kind of big of a position for my portfolio. So I think I'm still kind of waiting to see more. All right, let's see what's next. Shopify.
Another tough one because this has been a big winner for me and it's a pretty reasonably large part of my portfolio. I'd be tempted to buy, but
You don't think?
probably
You don't think it's too expensive right now?
Probably too expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, the growth is accelerating, right? And they pulled away from like doing all the logistics and that stuff. And they've really focused back on like the core. When interest rates went up, they're like, no, well, let's go back to what we were doing that we didn't need a bunch of debt to do.
I just feel like it's one of those companies where if we see a downturn for any reason, even just like a,
of course,
if the market drops 10% over a month, something that's a little bit slower, I feel like it drops more than 10% over that month. So
yeah, no, I think you're right. Bullish business. I think you're right though. You hold off.
Amazon.
Still, I just struggle being a fan.
I know, not a huge fan. There's also a part of me that wants to sell every single large tech or large cap tech company I have because
you have massive exposure to them already.
I know,
but you're 90% index funds.
Right. Like I probably own way more Amazon than I know I do. I know I know I own way more Amazon than I have on this spreadsheet. Yeah. Okay. What's another one that's close? Okay. EPR properties.
I'd say buy more.
Yeah. This one got really beaten down. Large theater exposure.
It's still well below where it was in 2019.
Yeah. This is one I've actually been thinking about adding to recently.
Yeah. So movie theaters are like 40% of rents for them, I think, still, I know well over 30. I mean, they're trying to bring it down. So some stuff's probably happened since the quarter. But like, I think that risk, like, it seems really big.
And it is, but it should get better over time.
But I think the risk is actually, no, I don't think it's a big risk. Like, if you look at what happened with was the theater chain that's a big tenant of theirs that's based in the UK.
Yeah, no, they had a really good outcome there with the bankruptcy.
Right. And I think worst case scenario, AMC went bankrupt. The EPR properties that are there, it's like some of AMC's most important locations, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, part of me feels like if getting away from higher levels of real estate, I'm sorry, movie theater exposure is part of the thesis, now's the time to buy it while it's being punished for having high exposure to.
Yeah, it's like banks in March and May.
Right, exactly. Okay, next one is Progyny. I don't know if you know this one very well.
I don't. I won't even pretend to have an opinion on it.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, what's your opinion on it?
I really like what the company does. It does, if you're a large employer and you want to offer fertility assistance as part of your health benefits to your employees, it does that. Which I think like it's a story stock in my brain. I don't know enough about industry, you know, like I have a little bit of it because I think it's interesting. I would want to learn a little more, I think, before I add to it.
Love the mission, hate the filings.
All right, here's a contentious one. Oh, you know what? I can't talk about this one. We're going to move on.
Damn it.
Sorry. Moderna.
Yeah, my wife works in biotech. I avoid them. I stay away from them.
Yeah. This is one I'm just going to kind of hold on to until a few more market products come to market, I think. That's it. That's everything that's at least a third of a percent in my portfolio, except the one I can't talk about.
There's nothing fun there, Jeff. That's really disappointing.
Well, maybe someone listening had fun listening to this. And we got it done in under 10 minutes.
That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to say it again just because it needs to be said. Hey, you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. Yes, you. We did not just tell you what to do with Jeff's stocks.
This didn't even tell me what to do with my stocks. This was just a fun little game.
All right. See you, Jeff.
See ya.